We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, from Learfield, live from Rib Crib in Stillwater, smoking the good stuff since 92, this is the Mike Gundy Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy football watch party supply headquarters, official grocery partner of OSU football, Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater, and by Pepsi, that's what I like. Proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Coach Gundy Radio Show at Rib Crib on Perkridge Road at Stillwater. Stop by and see us if you're in the area tonight, or if you're at the game on Saturday or planning to attend, I should say. Make Rib Crib part of your game day, whether it's a pregame tailgate that you need help with. Now, you probably better call pretty soon if you want Rib Crib to do all the cooking for you, which they'd be happy to do. Or if you want just to stop by the restaurant either before or after the game, it's a great choice. Rib Crib on Perkins Road here in Stillwater. Well, Saturday was interesting and Saturday was fun. It was a 21-20 victory for Oklahoma State in which there was not a single point scored in the second half. Cowboy defense put the clamp down about midway through the second quarter. The offense was efficient, able to rush the football, opportunistic. Special teams played a key role, and the Cowboys came home with a big win over Boise on the blue turf. Now Kansas State comes to town. They're also 3-0, coming off a good win over a solid Nevada team on Saturday. They beat Stanford in Arlington in week one. And this is a game of two teams that don't play in much of a hurry. I know that sounds like a big contrast. It's like Oklahoma State doesn't play in a hurry. Well, the number to back that up, the Cowboys average 72 snaps per game on offense. Kansas State, 65. That's not very many. So this game will be a matchup of two teams that have rushed the football well, have been solid on defense, and so it will make for a very interesting Saturday night in Stillwater for the conference opener. And by the way, the game against Baylor, which is a week from Saturday in Stillwater, is also a night game. So we will start our home schedule with 3 6 o'clock kickoffs in 4 contests. And the fans, I know, really enjoy that. Coach Gundy is here. We'll start our conversation with Oklahoma State's head coach after these messages from Rib Crib on Perkins Road in Stillwater. It's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news. The movement experts at Physical Therapy Central can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With over 30 convenient locations across Oklahoma City and beyond, contact PT Central today at ptcentral.org to see a physical therapist. Physical Therapy Central, a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Cowboy fans in the game.
We can't all be college football national champs, but every one of us can be an Eckrich National Tailgate Champion. And you don't need years of training, you just need Eckrich Smoked Sausage. To win, you need to show Eckrich how you do you every game day. Do you have a special recipe passed down over generations? Do you dress your sausage with team-colored toppings? However you do you, Eckrich wants to see it in all its glory. Enter at Eckrich.com/tailgate. Eckrich is available at your local Homeland Grocery, your homegrown advantage.
Every day, banks touch every corner of our lives. They support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby. From your first car to a new life after retirement, First National Bank and Trust Company is there for all your life's milestones. First National Bank and Trust Company in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Hinton, and Cordell. First National Bank and Trust Company is proud to support Oklahoma State Athletics. Member FDIC.
So who's with me? Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Come on, guys. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. I can't hear you. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Now get out there and get yourself the best dang hot dog that ever existed.
Schwab, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
How are you the ultimate OSU fan?
Because I got this air horn installed in my throat.
Pretty sick, right?
Yes, you look really sick. What doctor would even do this?
Doctor? I did this myself.
I mean, I can't swallow whole food, but still.
Wait, what?
Just gotta plow through it. Hey, can I get a couple of soups up here? What about some chamomile tea?
Don't be that guy. Get a fan card. The smart way to be the ultimate Cowboys fan. Just go to OSUcards.com.
Dear past, present, and future football watchers, football is back! So consider this your official excuse for always putting football watching first, courtesy of Pepsi. That haircut appointment? Seeing the in-laws for the first time in ages?
It's been so long!
Nope, sorry, Susan, not if it's on Sunday. Long story short, after the year we've all had, we think you could use a little football watching. So crack open a Pepsi and cheer your football watching face off. With love, Pepsi. Made for football watching. That's what I like.
Do you ever get tired waiting for your prescription to be filled? At Tiger Drug, with several pharmacists, your medicine is filled quickly and accurately. We have numerous ways to expedite your service. Call us at 372-7900 or email us at info@tigerdrug.com, or you can just walk in or drive up and we'll prepare your order while you wait and we visit with you about meds. Remember, at Tiger Drug, the customer comes first.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
On the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Rip Crib on Perkins Road in Stillwater. One of the benefits of getting here early and setting up is I get to eat first, which is a real treat. And you know, you really can't go wrong on the menu. I have my favorites. I'll keep them my own personal secret. I know Coach Gundy has his. But if you come here often enough, you can choose from a variety of great options. And the thing is, you'll never go wrong. You can work your way through the menu, and you'll always be well-fed, and you'll always enjoy it here at Rib Crib. And we enjoy coming here on Mondays for the Coach Gundy Radio Show. You know, we said it many times in postgame, and I don't know if it ran through your mind, but we're so accustomed to a certain style of game here that what happened Saturday is the world we live in now, given the circumstances. But it was very unique. But really, it seemed like from based on our conversation Thursday, after the midway point of the second quarter, it about followed the script that you had in mind, didn't it?
Well, sometimes I'm right on just my philosophy and the message I give the team and the coaches, and then sometimes I'm not. I mean, nothing's perfect, but my message to them was this team is really good at starting fast.
Yeah.
They're particularly good at starting fast when they play at home and at night. And their schemes on offense and defense, their starters, we call them, the first 20 plays on offense and whatever they're trying to do on defense early in the game, they're really good at scheming and moving the ball and starting fast. So my message to the team was you have to match their intensity in the first quarter, and then it'll start to even itself out. With what I meant by the intensity was their clock countdown all summer long when they were lifting and training was not for the Central Florida game. It was for our game,
mm-hmm.
which is unusual.
The Very, isn't
that,
it?
You know, Central Florida's a good football team. And then they played UTEP, but that was what their clock was. And Andy, their head coach, I think it's Avalos.
Yeah.
Nice guy. In fact, I think he forgot to come out and shake hands before the game because he didn't. First time ever as a head coach for me in 17 years that I didn't see the head coach before the game.
And yeah, who knows?
I stood around forever and kind of waited, but, you know, it's his first year.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he was wired up.
You remember when you were a first-year guy.
Yeah,
He's 39, and how old were you when you took the job? 38. Same age.
He's wired up, and he's got his checklist and all the things he thinks that, you know, we think we need to do, but half of them don't matter.
But you think you need to do them.
You think you need to do them. And so I kind of waited around and waited and waited and then even waited a little longer, and I said, well, I guess maybe that's not what, you know, he didn't want to do. So anyway, when the game was over, he said, I forgot completely. I apologize. I said, well, I didn't get to talk to you before the game, but I just, you know, want to tell you that you guys do a great job, which is true. I really like what you do on defense. He's, you know, it's his defense.
Right.
When we played him here, we were average on offense. They played good defense. We just blocked two punts.
Yes.
And they're doing the same stuff, and I like what they do, a lot like what we do. So I was very complimentary of him, and, of course, he was saying, you know, the same thing. But they were all wired up. I'm trying to give you an example of how wired up they were, you know. And I mean this in a nice way. I mean, he forgot to come shake hands. And so their team was wired up. Their countdown clock was going all summer. And they had a night game at home. And, you know, that place is the first time I've ever been there. But, you know, it's a unique place in that there's 370,000 people in the surrounding Boise area, but half of those people probably drive in from remote areas to come to the game. They're all fired up.
Of course they are.
And the stadium, I think, holds 40.
Yeah, about 36, but they're right on top of you.
That's right.
It goes straight up.
And that's where they get their noise from,
mm-hmm.
because it doesn't go out. Like when we played at Michigan years ago, it wasn't that loud, and it was full. There was 100,000 people there. But the stadium is real low and goes away from the field.
Right, right. A lot of the old ones are like that.
And this one is stacked straight up.
Straight up.
And so that's where their sound comes from. So everybody was wired up, and I had told the team that we need to be able to match their intensity in the first quarter, and we didn't. I mean, we fell behind early and did exactly what I had mentioned to them to try not to do. But we're fortunate that we're so mature on defense and experience. Like we talked about this last Monday, that I mentioned to you that one of my concerns is playing so many young guys at the wide receiver position, and really a couple on the offensive line, like Cole Birmingham has played in four games, and Woody's played in not a bunch. But my concern is those new guys and freshmen that are playing, it will be an adjustment for them.
Sure.
Going on the road.
Sure.
And that was a concern of mine. But I wasn't concerned about the defense because they've played in all these games and in places like that. So I wasn't concerned about them. And offensively, we didn't throw the ball effectively, as we all know. But the young guys played pretty good from a MA standpoint and a technique standpoint. They handled themselves pretty well. I mean, we had a couple of misalignments and a procedure and so on and so forth. It's a little bit unusual for us because we pride ourselves in that. But they settled down midway in the second quarter. Defense started to play better. The offense broke the big run. But the truth of the matter is we broke the big run, we got the turnover, and we got the pass interference call in the second quarter. And then we were up by 1 point. And like I said after the game, when I went in at halftime, I thought, how are we ahead? I mean, I felt like we were
behind. That's what everybody felt, I think.
I felt like we were behind by 2 touchdowns. And so we were fortunate, in my opinion. And then the defensive staff and the players made really good adjustments, settled them down, and continued to have pressure on the quarterback throughout the second half. And we all know that's what happens in games now. If you don't put pressure on a quarterback, these guys can throw it good enough, route concepts and using the width and the vertical space on the field is what people do now. We had that lull against Tulsa, and it cost us, 150 yards. We didn't have that lull in this game. We continued to put pressure on them, so they had a difficult time moving the ball, and we were able to stuff the run. And then offensively, we weren't productive from a point standpoint, but we were productive from using the clock and moving the ball far enough down the field that we didn't give them possessions on our side of the field until the end of the game.
Right.
They were trying to go 96-4, they were trying to go 92, and they were trying to go 88.
Against this defense, that's pretty hard to do. Well, against any defense, just but especially yours.
Just basic percentages, much less, we're fortunate that we have decent pass rush guys. So when we were running the football and just flipping it around a few passes, but the clock was running. Like the first drive of the second half, we used like 8 minutes.
8 minutes, yes.
And we missed the field goal. I think that was when we missed the field
goal. It was, right? That's correct.
So we missed the field goal, but still they got the ball on the 25 or something. And then every other possession, they had the ball inside the 15-yard line except for the end of the game.
Right.
So that we learned to win. What you're referring to is it's not accustomed to what people are used to watching around here, where the special teams play is crucial and defense is playing really, really well and offense is not throwing passes very good. That's not what we've been accustomed to. We've thrown it all over the place, but that's not what they allowed us to do, and that's not what we really could do just based on who we are right now. So, tough place to play. They're 125-10 since the year 2000, now 125-11 at home.
Yeah, and the last five Pac-12 teams that went in there got beat.
Yeah, so see, I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not easy, and our backs were against the wall again. I continue to brag about our team and specifically our defense because they've been thrown in a tough situation several times just in the first three games of the year, and they've responded. So offensively, obviously our guys are working hard and doing the best they can, but we need to minimize the number of times we throw them back out there like that because eventually it's gonna you can't keep doing that forever. So we were able to hold them off. We got the poor call on Brock Martin.
Did you get an explanation on that one? Everybody wants to know.
Yeah, they said they made a mistake.
Okay.
But the issue I had with it was I understand guys make mistakes. That's part of officiating. But that's a call that's – if that type of penalty is called – that late in the game, it's got to be 100% for sure. Mm-hmm. That's not a bang-bang pass interference call or a that's a call that's rare and it's hard to make. So if there's any doubt, in my opinion, you can't make that call.
Could have easily cost you the game. Easily.
Right, because that backed them up really kind of out of field goal range.
To the 35-yard line.
Yeah, and then now it's second and 18. Mm-hmm. Instead, they go all the way down to the, 18 or something?
Yeah.
And it's first down. That's a huge, huge deal. So, and what the other thing it could have done was forced me to use my timeouts.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Because a new set of downs would have allowed them to, for lack of a better term, run the ball and then center it, and I got to use all my timeouts because I can't let the clock run out. So I would have had to start using my timeouts. Ironically, after the penalty on the first down, they threw it, stopped the clock, incomplete. Second down, they ran the ball out of bounds by me, stopped the clock. Mm-hmm. And then on third down, I think they tried to throw it again.
They did.
So I didn't have to use my timeouts.
Then then you block the kick.
Then we blocked the kick. And we JT, got a piece of it. I know I'm fairly certain the ball was low, but I don't know. You can't tell at that angle. He might have wobbled it right through there. You know, it was high enough to go over the low bar. But, you know, whether it was accurate enough, I don't know. JT was in the A gap, and he blocked it in the A gap. So it could have been a knuckleball and went all the way through.
Right.
But obviously he got a piece of it. So it really did kind of play out like I figured it would play out. I wish we would have had a better start, but, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen. It's a long flight home. It's a long trip.
What time did you get home?
I think we got to Stillwater at a little after 6.
Wow.
So it's a long, you know, it's a long haul. And we brought the players over at 4. Coaches went to work, mid-morning. Brought the players over at 4 and did a little bit with them that night, got the tape over with, and then, you know, sent everybody home. I sent everybody home at 8. Coaches too.
Yeah. Do you worry at all about how that could impact this week, or do you think it's
well,
okay?
Sure you do. That's why I sent all the coaches home too. You know, when we finished practice at 7:45 or whatever, I said, all you guys need to go home. Normally they'll stay and watch tape, you know, for another hour and a half. But I said, you guys need to go home. You got to get your biological clock back in order. And so I think most of them headed out. And, of course, you know, we told the players, you got to go home and go to bed also. And watch, you know, I'm sure there was a game on last night or whatever, but you can watch a little bit of the game, but you got to get to sleep, try to get back to normal. So I feel pretty good. I was in bed by 11, and I didn't wake up till 5:15, which is pretty good for me. So, I, you know, 6 hours is not bad. So I felt pretty good. I thought the coaches looked like they were doing okay today. And the kids are a little more resilient, you know. Yeah. When you're in your late teens like that, in your early 20s, you know, you can overcome things like that much, much, much easier than it is when you get to be our age.
Well, they stay up half the night playing video games anyway.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's anything unusual. You mentioned a slow start, and we touched on this in the broadcast. I hope we're accurate. It was such a strange week of practice last week in that you really did not have your starting offensive line together for any of practice. How much do you think that attributed to the slow start on offense, to where those guys had to get into rhythm? Yeah. They hadn't worked together. Was it a part of it or no?
I mean, you never know. You can't hang your hat on it one way or the other. But, I mean, we didn't have any wideouts practicing that had any experience. With the exception of you, Presley and Rashawn, I mean, and they're not very experienced. And then Birmingham didn't practice until Thursday. He practiced a little. Danny was a little on Thursday.
Yep.
And
Springfield was
a little on Thursday.
Yeah.
But that's not real practice. I mean, we're not even wearing pads.
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday was a no-go for just about everybody.
They didn't get any work. So, I mean, that was the first time that I've had more than one player at a position that didn't practice all week and then played in the game. And we had three offensive linemen. I've never done that before.
Well, and I knew that. That's why I was curious to see how it would all play out, because that goes against what you usually do.
And you know what, though? They played pretty good.
Yeah.
They blocked guys up. They covered guys up. We didn't turn guys loose in the running game. Our running game, we got hats on guys, and we got back into our scheme and, you know, let our backs weave their way through there. And you know, we won the game rushing the football, playing good special teams, and playing good defense. I mean, that's how we won the game, obviously.
Right.
So hopefully those five guys on the offensive line will be out there tomorrow practicing. And we're going to find out Wednesday whether we'll get anybody else back at the receiver position.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't have any idea, because I thought that Tay would have practiced last week and played, and he didn't do anything in practice that amounted to anything.
Yeah, you didn't even take him with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. We didn't even bring him with us. So, and then Jaden Bray is, you know, obviously he's not an experienced guy, but he's made a few catches.
Sure.
And so we'll see what we can get out of him this week. He's young, you know, and young, you know, Rob Glass has a term that is really accurate, that these young players aren't calloused. So everything that they feel affects them mentally and physically.
They're not used to it, are they?
No, they're just not callous. They just don't know how to ignore it. And, you know, the one guy that we had, you know, that could do that was James Washington when he was in the latter part of his freshman year. And it wasn't late October, November, but he could take some hits and get beat up and would still – he was just kind of old school, you know, small town, raised on a farm, tough kid.
Yeah.
You don't. A lot of these kids that are young, they're just not calloused enough to overcome things that they should be playing through, and you can't put them in that frame of mind.
They just have to experience it, don't they?
They got to go through it on themselves.
Yeah.
And some young men are different than others, but when they're young, history will tell you that they're not going to be able to fight through much in practice to be able to get in a position to play in a game.
Yeah. Final thought before we go to break. We touched on this maybe last week or 2 weeks ago. As far as the improvement of the run blocking, does it take time to get in rhythm, especially when you're a zone blocking team and guys haven't played together? Does it take a few weeks for everything to get in sync? Because it seems like when you're a zone run team, there's a lot of things that have to be in sync, and when it's not in sync, it can be a little ugly. But once it gets going, like Saturday, it can be really good. Is
that
accurate?
That's right, and that's what happened. They got going, and you know, that front side guy flippered through and lifted the shoulder pad, and the backside guy picked him up, and that front side guy moved on to a backer and covered him up, and that's, you know, that's the sync of, you know, the music, the band, everybody playing together to get it to come out right. And that's why I'm excited about, from the injury report I've gotten from all those guys, I think they'll be in good shape and practicing tomorrow, which would be nice.
Yeah, make another big jump this week and have them all together in practice. They did that without practice. Now you could really see some improvement potentially and continue to get better. We'll take a break, come back with more in a moment. We're at Rib Crib in Stillwater, and it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news. The movement experts at Redbud Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With 15 convenient locations across Tulsa and beyond, contact Redbud Physical Therapy today at redbudpt.com to see a physical therapist. Redbud Physical Therapy, a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Cowboy fans in the game.
We can't all be college football national champs, but every one of us can be an Eckrich National Tailgate champion. And you don't need years of training. You just need Eckrich smoked sausage. To win, you need to show Eckrich how you do you every game day. Do you have a special recipe passed down over generations? Do you dress your sausage with team color toppings? However you do you, Eckrich wants to see it in all its glory. Enter at Eckrich.com/tailgate. Eckrich is available at your local Homeland grocery, your homegrown advantage.
Drumright Dental Center has been serving Drumright and all of Oklahoma with integrity and local pride since 1992. Our practice consists of 15 operatories, and we're open late and on the weekends to better accommodate our patients and provide prestigious dental care. Call us today at 918-844-4686 to schedule your appointment and allow us to give you the smile of your dreams. Drumright Dental Center is a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State Cowboy Football and Special Olympics Oklahoma.
Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
It's a Monday night, so we're at Rib Crib in Stillwater for the Coach Gundy Radio Show. Saturday, it's Oklahoma State and Kansas State in the conference opener at Boone Pickens with a 6 o'clock kick. And we'll start things up at the Stonewall Casino with Adam Hildebrandt, Clint Schilf, and Dion Amati at 4. And in the Over the Hill gang, Robert and John and I will take over with Brett Lockhart at 5. So looking forward to it. Coach Gundy is with us. And you know, you were referencing the injury situation, and I've had so many questions about that because you've been hit hard. But it seems to me that that's been common across not just college football but the NFL. For example, last night I was watching the Chiefs and the Ravens, and they were documenting just the enormous number of injuries the Ravens have had, I think especially on the offensive line. Is there any rhyme or reason as to why this may be going on? Because your team's been hit hard, but I think there have been a lot of teams, college and pro, that have been hit hard. Any feel for why?
I guess, and I think that these athletes are so finely tuned, and they don't have any body fat. They run, they do all this drill work, they train in the weight room, and they just don't have a lot of give and take in their body. And then we practice them, not like we used to. But we still practice them where we think it's enough to get them ready to play in a game. So, like, for example, the generation above, which would be my grandparents, they didn't know anything about dieting when you're eating. Yeah. They ate, my grandparents that grew up on a farm, they ate whole milk that came from the cow. And they got the cream off the top, and then that milk that they were drinking was cream, basically, okay? And the fat content in that was probably through the roof.
Oh, but it's the good stuff.
They made their own butter. That butter was probably very high in fat and sodium and everything else. And they fried their food. And, of course, they ate the vegetables and stuff from their garden. And then they had pies and ice cream and stuff for desserts, and that's what they did. They didn't worry about all that, but they worked during the day, and they stayed healthy and live in their 90s and whatever. And then the next generation starts to become aware of dieting, cholesterol, sugars, fats, different kinds of fats, so on and so forth, artificial sweeteners. these things started coming out, and it changed some. And then now the next generation's even worse. And I think the same thing is happening with these athletes. Like when I was finished with school, when I played at Oklahoma State, and I finished my finals in May, I went home for the summer and got a job. I coached American Legion baseball because I like to do that. But then I went to the pool and chased girls. I mean, I wasn't in the weight room wearing it out, and I'd do a little bit of conditioning and jogging and stuff, but I just lived a normal life. And then I come back in August. We showed up at the day before two-a-days, and you spent the next 10 days getting in shape. And then we started playing football. And I think that the athletes back then, I know they weren't. They didn't look like they do now. They had more body fat. Their bodies were not as finely tuned and physique-wise like these guys are now. And so I'm not sure that they carry more body weight than they should based on their joints. They don't have enough in their bodies for any extra if something happens. And I think that's what's happening. I don't know if there's any science behind it or not, but that's the only reason. You know, we talk about these ACLs.
Yes.
When I played, you might hear of one guy getting an ACL like every 2 years. You didn't hear of ACLs. We didn't. I mean, it was rare. Now you're lucky if you make it through a season without having five. So why is that? Well, I guess guys are bigger and stronger and faster. The law of physics. There's more on their joints when they're cutting, and the collisions is more. That's the only thing I can figure.
Do they start too soon? I mean, the point is that back when we played, I didn't play football. Of course, I wasn't any good till seventh grade. Mm-hmm. Most people didn't. Now they could be playing in second and third grade. Does that play a role in it too soon?
I can tell you the philosophy on that. Is their bodies, because of travel sports, like I've watched it with my own kids.
Yeah.
They've had more reps, at-bats, pitched innings, football games, wrestling matches by age 12 that I had at 18.
I believe it.
And you see a lot of players, like we run into some young men across the state that played with my 19-year-old, some kids he played with in travel baseball and like little travel football teams, up, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, kids that were good players, like really good, that age, dominant. And,
right.
You know, and what are you doing now? You still playing ball? I don't play ball anymore. I'm tired. I stopped playing ball when I was 16. So we see a lot of that. And I think that there's wear and tear on their bodies, and I think that mentally they're worn out. They're just tired. So there's a lot of things that are contributing to these injuries, and we talk about it all the time as a staff. Rob Glass and I talk about it. You know, we have the catapult system and all the science, and we study it. We know how many steps they take. We know what their levels are. And so I just think they're so finely tuned, there's not much room for error.
Yeah.
They just don't have any body fat or anything.
It's interesting. I'll tell a little story here. You'll appreciate this. When I was at Radford, we had a women's soccer player who was really, really good. And her last year, she blew out her ACL.
Mm-hmm.
So she's coming over on her crutches before a match. And I said, Amy, I'm so sorry that happened. I'm sorry that happened. She looked at me and she's like, don't be sorry, Dave. It's like, I kind of looked at her weird. She's like, I got my school paid for. And she says, I never have to play this stupid sport ever again.
I get a break. She's saying
she was done. And mm-hmm. she was a very high-level player. And mm-hmm. mentally, she was done. She mm-hmm. played and played and played to get a scholarship, which she got. She was a high-level college player. But I will never forget that story. And Coach, that was 20 years ago. And she said, I never have to play this stupid sport ever again. It blew my mind at the time. Now I understand it.
And I'm seeing that a lot with these kids that played. Even, you know, Gage is 16, my 16-year-old. We're running into his buddies. And we see them all the time, or their parents. Yeah, I was so-and-so. Hey, he doesn't play ball anymore.
Yeah.
And I really believe that, you know, just the old days of when we were kids, You know, you played football August, September, and about October, that was it. Then you played a spring. You played basketball or wrestled about 3 months. That was it. Then you played a little baseball about 3 months, and then you had the summer off. Well, that's not the way. These guys are doing it year-round now. And I think all of this is contributing to it. It's the same thing as what cell phones and are doing to us. We don't go home and you know, our parents went home from work at 5 or 6 o'clock and ate dinner, right? And then they might be in the family for a little bit or went out in the yard and worked, but they didn't get on a phone and do email.
No,
they left their office at the office.
Yes, 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 yes.
And they got a break mentally, and we don't get that. Like,
no.
you go home, you're doing your job at home. You can't get away from your phone. You're responding to emails, and you're doing something.
Absolutely.
Well, if I don't put my phone up, and I go in my bathroom, my cabinet, and put my phone up sometimes at 8:30 or at 9 o'clock in the off season, then I'm doing my work right till I go to bed. And our brains weren't made for that. We were supposed to have a break at night. All these things are contributing to society that we live in today. But anyway, long story short, I think that these guys are overworked and they're just so finely tuned that you're seeing more and more of it. They can only take so much. Their bodies can't take
so much. Here's a theory. I'm curious because this is not really – this sort of goes in an opposite direction. Someone ran this by me, and it did get my attention. So for COVID, in the COVID situation, there was no spring football of any substance. There was no summer training for the most part. There was some, but not much. And then the fall season was shorter. Everything was all fouled up. Then you pick up this winter and you have a normal spring practice, you have a normal summer conditioning, and their theory was, could it be that because they had a year where everything was out of whack and severely limited, then a return to 100%, could the wear and tear on the body be different and therefore the additional injuries? I had not thought of that. I thought it was interesting. You think there could be any merit to that?
I talked to four head coaches last week about... I want to know what they're doing with how much they're practicing each week, mm-hmm. how much on the field, how much contact, how many lifts a week, what days you're using for day off, just this stuff, just for the reason you asked.
Really?
And there are two schools were Big Ten schools that are physical football teams, so I said, okay, I'll get their opinion.
Sure.
And then two schools were schools that were, you know, maybe more sleek and athletic like us playing, and I wanted to get those coaches' opinions. And these aren't, you know, I mean, I have all the respect in the world for Coach Saban, but I don't need to know what he does in practice.
Well, he lives in a whole different world than everybody
else. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I need to know what people are doing where they have to try to get an edge. So, and it was interesting, every one of the coaches, and these guys are successful head coaches, and they've done it a while.
Okay.
Every one of them said, we're overworking. We've been overworking these kids for years. Everybody's cut back. Everybody's getting away from tackling. Everybody's getting away from full pad practices. And two of them said that their medical people have told them, in their opinion, that the overlap from COVID from a year ago is causing more problems this year from injuries.
So there you go. There is something to that.
And they said, you know, we don't have any science behind it because there is no science with COVID still to this day.
Right.
There's not enough research.
Not enough data.
There won't be for probably 8 years. But the point being is they said the same thing, and they said that's what their doctors told them was that in just their opinion in what's happening, they're seeing overlap from COVID from a year ago. And it's still happening. And here's what was interesting. They said it's happening to these coaches said it's happening to their young players, the freshmen and redshirt freshmen, not really the upper guys. And that reason for that is because they're not calloused.
There you go.
And I think they're right. I believe what they're saying and listening to them. And it was really interesting that they brought that up. And so that's what's happened. And a couple of them said it's our younger kids, so they're not in our ones and twos. Well, unfortunately, we don't have that luxury. We've got young kids that are in our ones and twos.
Right.
And so it was kind of interesting when I heard them say that. But I'm fairly convinced that that jumping into it like we did, and everybody's excited and all that, and some of these younger kids weren't ready for all that.
Yeah, very interesting. Take a break. Come back with more in a moment from Rib Crib in Stillwater. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
How are you the ultimate OSU fan?
Because I got this air horn installed in my throat.
Pretty sick, right?
Yes, you look really sick. What doctor would even do this?
Doctor? I did this myself.
I mean, I can't swallow whole food, but still.
Wait, what?
Just gotta plow through it. Hey, can I get a couple of soups up here? What about some chamomile tea?
Don't be that guy. Get a fan card. The smart way to be the ultimate Cowboys fan. Just go to osucards.com.
We can't all be college football national champs, but every one of us can be an Eckrich National Tailgate Champion. And you don't need years of training, you just need Eckrich Smoked Sausage. To win, you need to show Eckrich how you do you every game day. Do you have a special recipe passed down over generations? Do you dress your sausage with team-colored toppings? However you do you, Eckrich wants to see it in all its glory. Enter at Eckrich.com/tailgate. Eckrich is available at your local Homeland Grocery, your homegrown advantage.
Brahms is bringing the heat. Introducing Brahms' new spicy chicken sandwiches. Flavor this good just can't be beat. Brahms' crispy, tender, spicy chicken delivers just enough kick to ramp up our original recipe. Get it regular or club style with crispy bacon and American cheese. Add on Brahms sauce for that extra burst of heat, and you have spicy chicken sandwich perfection. Because nothing is better than Brahms.
For the Spelling Bee Championship, your final word is Schwabdog.
Schwabdog. Can you use it in a sentence?
While I was at the OSU game, I enjoyed a juicy, delicious all-beef Schwabdog. Proud partner of OSU Athletics.
Schwabdog. Isn't that two words?
Just spell it, kid.
S-C-H-A?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The correct spelling is, who cares how it's spelled? What matters is how it tastes. Hey, everybody, Schwabdog's on me!
Hello, does this mean I win?
No! Rib Crib on Perkins Road in Stillwater is the new home of the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show. Join us on Monday nights this season or tune in to hear the inside scoop on Cowboy football from the man himself. Score the ultimate win and let Rib Crib cater your tailgate. We can feed 10 to 10,000 with our award-winning barbecue. You can also find us on game days inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Rib Crib, proud sponsor of OSU Athletics and smoking the good stuff since 92.
He bounces outside. No one's going to catch him. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown. Oh, man.
Throws downfield. The ball is tipped. It's intercepted. He's going to score.
He's scrambling. Man open in the end zone. It's a leaping one-hand grab. He got it. Touchdown.
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan. With game-changing tech, every drive is guaranteed to get your adrenaline pumping. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the OSU Cowboys.
We continue on the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield at Rib Crib on Perkins Road in Stillwater. And next up is Kansas State. The Wildcats are 3-0 and coming off a win over a Nevada team that beat California early in the season. So your impressions of Kansas State, and with Skylar Thompson out, then a team that is emphasized running the ball, it looks like, even more than they would normally.
See, Cal played TCU really good.
Yes, they did.
And scored. I was shocked that they scored as much as they did against TCU. And then, you know, Nevada does that. But even more impressive, Kansas State, you know, they handily beat Stanford. And Stanford turns around and just thumps SC.
Yeah.
And then beat somebody again. I don't know who it was, but just the other day. Kansas State is better than what people think. And they're 3-0. Of course, they've lost their quarterback for a while, but this kid played a bunch last year. And they're an option football team. That's what they are. They had a really, really good plan against us last year. They do a lot of different ways. They have a lot of different ways where the quarterback's going to read it and give it, keep it, whatever. Power read with the sweep motion. They hurt us last year with three or four naked plays off of that, where we turn people loose. And so we'll have to really be disciplined with that. I can't imagine that's not what they're going to start with in this game. It's the same matchup. But they're an option football team, and they got big plays on us last year with all the misdirection stuff. So we'll have to be aware of that. And then defensively, they've gone complete 360 and gone to three down. They've gone to what we're more familiar with, what Tulsa and Iowa State does. They were four down forever.
Right,
but
right.
They've gone to just three down, and they're playing in the back end. They're playing some four robber, which we call quarters, which you guys have heard. And they're playing, then they'll take that robber and they'll run him into the middle of the field and they'll play just three deep. But in a five across look, they get an extra guy that's doing run pass reads that's sitting back there at 10 yards. So they're in their 3-2 defense with three down, two backers. One of their backers is walked halfway based on the strength of the formation or where their two receiver side is. And then they're five across in the back. Now, Tulsa played us with the same concept, but they played man because of our wideouts. And they said, we're going to press you and play man and put an extra guy in the box.
Right, 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 right.
They had, their history was the two deep robber with a little bit of man. I say a little bit. They were 35-40%. This team is not playing as much man, 20-ish, 20%, more of the four robber, which means they're inverting to stop the run. Or the three robber, which means they're inverting to stop the run.
Right.
So they've wholesaled, and I was thinking today, I'd be curious of why they did it. I bet. See, I think they've really struggled the last couple years against Iowa State. I think. I'm not for sure.
But I believe they have. Yeah.
I vaguely remember because they play them late in the year every year.
And they've got popped pretty good, I think, a couple
times.
Well,
they haven't scored. I want to say, 34 to, 3 or 6.
I think they scored 6 last year.
And then the year before that, they struggled against them. And so it'd be interesting if they just said, shoot, forget this. We can't beat them. We might as well join what they're doing. I don't know that to be true, but I was thinking, why all of a sudden would they wholesale change? And they may have said, just say, guys, we can't even move the ball and score. Why don't we do this? But that's what they're doing now. So it's another game for us where, when you play a three down team, the first thing you got to have to do is rush the ball. You can't run the ball because there's a whole bunch of people standing back there covering passes.
Right.
And you got to pick your spots. There's ways to do it, but it's certainly not as easy because there's birds everywhere back there. So it's important we rush the ball and then be able to, somehow affect them down the field throwing the ball in the seams, which when we played Iowa State, and, Iowa State has been slowing people down for years, but not really us. We've still scored a lot of points on them.
Yes, you have.
Because we could get down and get in the seams. And this could be one of those games with what they're doing on defense. And they've had a lot of success now. They stuffed Stanford. Stanford, David Shaw does a good job offensively, and they were non-existent in that game. And so was Nevada.
Yeah.
Now Southern Illinois
had some success.
Pretty good, this is just a sign of the times. You thump Stanford, then you play Southern Illinois, and I'm not knocking the program, but they almost. I think they had a chance to beat them.
They're an FCS team.
Yeah. And then they come back, and Nevada's played decent, and then they thump them. So, it's just like everybody else, week to week. Yeah, you don't have any idea what you're going to get from a lot of teams, including us. I mean, we've won three games by just a small number of points. But there's more of those games going on this year. You're seeing a lot of them where teams are winning 28-26.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't see those games. That's what you talked about earlier. We started the show. We're seeing a different brand of football now. I had a question from the media today. Why is this happening? The reason it's happening, in my opinion, is because defenses are getting smart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're putting a whole bunch of birds way back there, and they're saying you're not getting big plays on us, and then we're going to rally late and stop the run, but mm-hmm. we're not going to let you play action and hit James Washington running down the field for a 65-yard touchdown pass. those days are over.
Yeah, it's a different game.
And you're seeing that. And so they're willing to just say, rush the football all you want, but we are not giving you freebies. So two things are happening. When you rush the football, the clock never stops.
Right.
So the games are shortened.
Yes.
And you're not getting it, and it's taking more plays to get down the field. You're not getting big plays, so then the clock's running. And both things work against offensive points. And that's what's causing
keeps games
the
closer.
Games
yeah.
to look the way they are now.
No question. We'll take a break. Come back more in a moment. It's Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back at Rip Crib, wrapping things up with Coach Gundy. We appreciate the time as always. We're out of time. Have a great week of practice. We'll see you Saturday.
All right. We can get everybody out there to the game Saturday night. Have a good crowd.
Get a good crowd.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Coach Gundy, and we'll have some final thoughts in a moment on the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
We can't all be college football national champs, but every one of us can be an Eckrich National Tailgate Champion. And you don't need years of training. You just need Eckrich Smoked Sausage. To win, you need to show Eckrich how you do you every game day. Do you have a special recipe passed down over generations? Do you dress your sausage with team-colored toppings? However you do you, Eckrich wants to see it in all its glory. Enter at Eckrich.com/tailgate. Eckrich is available at your local Homeland grocery, your homegrown advantage.
Fuzzy's Taco Shop on the Strip in Stillwater is the official home of the Coach Colin Carmichael Show. Join us every Tuesday this fall to meet Coach Carmichael and discuss all things Cowgirl soccer as they fight for the Big 12 title. All game days start at Fuzzy's with its casual, fun atmosphere, Baja-style Mexican food, and ice-cold beer on the patio. Feed your addiction at Fuzzy's, proud sponsor of Cowgirl soccer. Be sure to like us on Facebook and download our app for awesome deals.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Don't waste your time enrolling in a rewards or discount program. At Charlie's Discount Drug, our discounts are for everyone, every day. We also have monthly Mason vitamin specials and bi-monthly wholesale price center specials. Save your time and money at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back at Rib Crib to wrap things up. Looking forward to Saturday. The Cowboys and the Kansas State Wildcats will be on the air at 4 from the Stonewall Casino with Adam, Dion, and Clint. And then all of us together at 5 with a kickoff at 6. First conference game of 2021 for Oklahoma State. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you on Saturday. This has been the Mike Gundy Show, live from Rib Crib on Perkins Road in Stillwater. Have a wonderful week, everyone. We'll talk to you Saturday.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, from Learfield, live from the original Rib Crib at 16th and Harvard, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy football watch party supply headquarters, official grocery partner of OSU football, Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Pepsi, that's what I like. Proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowboys Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.